in all honesty, I think the uniqueness of both sites really inspire artists to create new work. If you look at the Jones Center, it's a historic building that's been retrofit many times over its history. It was once a theater. It was once a retail store. It was recently redesigned by Paul Lewis, a terrific architect based in New York. And it operates, it has a texture and a feel to it that lends itself to experiential art, art that's about installation or different media. It's a flexible building on that front. But the fact that it's in the heart of our town, is in our city, is really impressive. Laguna Gloria is just one of the great, for those who don't know it, it's one of the great sort of visits you can make in the Austin area. It's really very impressive to be around water and to have such a beautiful experience with nature and with art, I think is a great opportunity for us.
What do you consider to be the most significant challenge to you?
Well, I think some of the challenges are really clearly identifying to our community what we want to be and what we feel we can contribute to the cultural landscape of Austin. My research and my thinking hard about the project here and how to take these two institutions that have had long histories and create something that is positioned for the 21st century. And that is to have, in my mind, a kind of platform for artists of sometimes of international acclaim and sometimes emerging that would propose projects that will bring new art to the community, meaning that if we're working with, you know, a well-known artist like Andy Goldsworthy, that, you know, he'd be inspired to create new projects for us. Or if we're working with Tom Friedman, that, you know, he would create a new body of work for us here in Austin that would help distinguish us as a contributing organization both here in Austin and Texas, but also nationally by being a facilitator of new work. I think that kind of commitment is very important. So with that comes the challenge of really aggressively fundraising and making all these great projects happen. As I continued researching, it felt like there was not a program historically in Austin that was a definitive museum of contemporary art kind of program. The opportunity for us is to fill that gap and really create a program that you might liken to the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago or the ICA in Philadelphia or in Boston, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Toronto, for example. And by that, I mean it needs to be a program in my mind that services, you know, education in a very strong and deep way that creates opportunities for bringing artists to our community that have international stature. I think that really feeds your community. It excites the young artists. If you're bringing a Matthew Barney to Austin, it really will excite people and really inspire people. And I've seen that from the artists that I've talked to already that are just developing their careers. So I think we need to really bring art to our program that's going to have a very deep and an important impact on the community.
Louis Gracias, director of Amoa Art House. It was wonderful to meet you here today.
Thank you for having me. What a pleasure.